Welcome to our very first property podcast with RE/MAX Coastal. Today on our very first edition, we're chatting to Deborah Scott, who is an estate agent at RE/MAX Coastal. Deborah, a very big hello to you and welcome to eRadio.
Hi, Ian. Thank you for having me.
Listen, Deborah, let's introduce you and ask you a couple of questions. I think we'll start off with how long have you been in Knysna?
Oh, since forever.
you were born here?
I wasn't born here, but I grew up here and I went to Knysna Primary School. So,
wow.
Yeah, long time.
Wow. So, I wonder if some of the teachers are still there.
Oh, they are. Well, really? And I see some of my teachers and they remember more than I do.
Wow. And your kids, are they also going to the same school now?
My son did go to Knysna Primary, but he's not at Knysna Montessori.
Ah, great. Okay. So you've been around for a long, long time. Have you, in your background, have you always been in real estate?
Not actually. I kind of started in property development with okay. Group 5 properties, and then I managed hotels in the UK. And then when I came back to Knysna after traveling for quite a while, that's when I got into property, which was 20 years ago.
Wow. So it's almost been kind of in the line of property, you
Absolutely.
Know, not too far off. Like
Absolutely.
You weren't a painter or something before.
No.
Okay, so you've got a lot of experience in property as well. Let's ask you about how many years' experience do you have in the property industry?
Well, I've been in residential sales for 20 years, and then I had a couple of years before that with Group 5 in property development in Johannesburg doing developments.
Okay, and in the Garden Route, I mean, the area kind of sells itself because it's so beautiful. Knysna specifically, what do you love about Knysna, especially since you grew up here?
You know, Ian, I've kind of travelled around quite a bit, and I have immigrated, I think, 3 times and come back 3 times.
Wow.
And it was that pool, you know, that pool of Knysna, it just, the energy, the people, the beauty, the sense of community, it is a very easy lifestyle that I haven't been able to find anywhere else, and in my mind is incomparable to anywhere else.
Okay, and what would you say as an estate agent, what do you like the most about your career? Is it the people?
It is. You're quite right. It's the interactions. Mm. It's the different personalities that you're meeting. And it's also very diverse and varied. You can spend hours sitting with clients, having coffee, chatting about their property, or you can be doing home inspections and inventories, or you could be shooting a property and getting the most perfect sunset. So I think a bit like this, my hotel management background, part of what I loved about that so much was, you know, it's just so varied. It's that no day is ever the same.
Okay, well, that's what keeps it interesting.
For sure.
Deborah, what areas do you specialize in?
Well, I've had a very successful year this year. I'm very grateful and blessed and kind of surprised at the amount of sales and the registered commission that I've done year to date. I'm currently ranked number 2 in the whole of the Eastern Cape and the Garden Route based on registered commission. And I think I've been very lucky in that I've had quite a lot of big sales. So I've done quite a bit on Teeson Island, where I've, you know, been selling properties for 13.5, 14.5, 13.9.
Wow.
Belvedere, I've just had a nice sale there of 12 million. And then I've been quite lucky with the Keys. I've done the bulk of sales that have taken place at the Keys this year have been by me. I've had 5 sales there.
Wow.
Ranging between like 3.9 million to 7.9 million.
Well done. That's a lovely spot.
It is a lovely spot, it's so desirable because it's so unusual in that you have your mooring, at your front door, which you don't get anywhere else.
Yeah, like arrive with your boat at the front door. I've always been envious of that.
That's it. And so
I'd love to arrive at my house with a boat.
Those serious boating people, you know, they need deep water and they need space, and you know, the yachties and what have you, that appeals to them enormously.
And so close to the beautiful waterfront as well.
That's it. And everything's within walking distance.
Yeah.
And then I was very lucky. I was given an exclusive mandate on a development called Hunter's Medical Retirement Center.
Ooh.
And I've sold, I had 9 units there and I sold them all.
Wow.
So, and that was quite a nice project to work on, because the diversity comes in where you've got clients buying for 1.1 million and you've got clients buying for 14.5 million. And you're just always meeting such a cross section of people from all over. And, you know, what these people do for livings. I mean, I had a guy call me the other day and, you know, he does sort of hot air balloon safaris over Africa.
Ooh,
and
wow.
He sort of phoned me in between one of his safaris because he was inquiring on a property. But it's really, really fascinating where the buyers are coming from, what they do, who they are. Such varied requirements, different price ranges. It keeps it interesting for sure.
And Deborah, are we still seeing people semigrating from Gauteng to the Garden Route, or is that kind of slowing down a bit after the pandemic now?
No, very much so.
Still happening.
Huge. The bulk of my sales have been families who are semigrating, mostly from Johannesburg area. And yeah, it's the Boerewors curtain.
Yeah, it's just a better quality lifestyle here. It's safer for your kids. I mean, you can't really... Yeah, you can still have your kids playing outside. And
absolutely.
In Joburg, it's a completely different game.
Well, I mean, I'll give you an example. And I very much doubt whether this would have happened in a city. About 2 weeks ago, I was doing one of my all-time favorite things to do, which is the low tide walk.
Mm.
I don't know if you've done it, but I recommend that you do.
Years ago, yeah.
Between Brenton and Buffs, it's about 10 and a half Ks there and back. And a paraglider came over, and my little Jack Russell's paranoid about paragliders. She thinks they're going to catch her somehow. So she bolted off into the dunes, and we were searching for her for 3 days. And
wow.
I was distraught. There were like 400 people that contacted me, and people were in their cars searching the whole area, and the people were praying, and the sense of community. And when I actually found her, I was just blown away and humbled by how happy the community was that I'd found my dog. And I just don't think that sense of community would be the same anywhere else for
Mm-mm.
me. And
no, you're right.
That's what matters, and that's what you get here.
Yeah. Well, that's great, and I'm so pleased to hear that you found your dog
you,
again. Thank goodness.
Thank you.
Deborah, so in total, how many sales have you done this year? Because it's been a good year for you.
Oh, it's been an amazing year. I haven't actually counted them all. I've done about like 2.2 million registered commission, and I've got 8 sales currently waiting to register.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's busy.
You're on fire.
Oh, I hope so.
Okay, and then lastly, Deborah, your best listings.
Well, there's a couple of little gems. I mean, funnily enough, just today I listed an exquisite property in Brenton-on-Sea, and I'm a big Brenton-on-Sea fan because I just love looking at that ocean.
Mm.
And this particular one is just in immaculate condition with these 360-degree views. You can see the dolphins, you can see, you know, sunset, whatever. I was very impressed with that listing today. And then, you know, it's varied. I've got a couple of Very good buys. Like one that comes to mind is one I have for 3.9 million, also with lagoon views towards Belvedere, but sunny, because often when you are looking at the water, you're south facing. But if you can sort of look towards Brenton or Belvedere, then you get that more of a northwest aspect and more light. So to have
Brenton's gorgeous.
Isn't it gorgeous?
Oof.
It's so pristine.
I can get lost, yeah.
So pristine.
The ocean.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think that side of Knysna is still very, very pristine.
Yeah.
I generally list properties that I think are very good buys and are special.
So, Deborah, you are with Remax Coastal. Looks like a really great team to be a part of. There's a nice team spirit.
You know what? It's a family-owned business.
Yeah.
And it's very much a family environment. Mm. Last night we did a Bury Bash. And, you know, our principal Skulk was there. His son was brying. You know, we had various people sponsoring drinks and we all invite our clients and friends. And there is a very, very strong family feel to the environment, which is a good work environment because it's quite unusual to experience that. I don't think there is anywhere else in Knysna that offers that, where you have families who are at their desks every day, very accessible and always there for you and have got your back. It means a lot to me.
Wow, that's great. That's Remax Coastal.
Correct. So, on Teeson Island.
So, Deborah, if we want to buy or sell or chat to you about what's happening in the property world, how do we get in touch with you?
You can reach me on my cell, which is 078-971-9010. I'm also at the Teeson Island office, which is opposite the entrance to the Turbine Hotel. Or you can email me at Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H, Deborah at remaxcoastal.co.za.
Deborah, Scott, thank you. It was very nice having you in studio today for a quick chat. And once again, congratulations on your very successful year.
Thank you so much, Ian. And it's always lovely to see you and have the opportunity to chat with you. And hopefully we'll be seeing you again soon.
Definitely. Thanks, Deborah.
Thank you,
Take
Ian.
Care.
You too. Cheers.